Good afternoon, Tzahoraim Tovim. We are in Sha'ar Teshuvah. We're in the beginning of Sha'ar HaShlishi, page 48. Now again, don't get me wrong. The first two Sha'arim of Sha'ar Teshuvah are also halachic, but mostly in terms of the halachot and musarim behind Teshuvah. The most halachic part of Sha'ar Teshuvah, which is quoted heavily in Sefer Chafetz Chaim and other poskim, is Sha'ar HaShlishi, and you can tell by the name, Neva'er chomer ha-mitzvot ve'azharot ve'chinukei ha'onashim. Speaking about the stringencies of the mitzvot, their warnings, the different punishments. Here we go. Aleph, mipnei she'uzhar ba'al teshuvah lechapes derachav. Ba'al teshuvah, one of the things that he's obligated to do is to introspect and to make sure that everything that he's doing, that he's correcting his ways. Mekama lo, avonot v'chataot, gonna make a cheshbon. V'acharei asher tam chifes mechupas, huzhar lachkor godel kol chet mechata'av. It's really a two-pronged cheshbon. First of all, you have to make a cheshbon of how many avonot you did, and then after you figure out what avonot you did, then you have to figure out how severe each one is. Which is it's quite humbling. Kmo she'ne'emar, nachpesa derachenu v'nachkora. There's two things. Nachpesa derachenu, we'll search our ways, v'nachkora, and we'll investigate them. Count them, and then see how much they're worth. Livada ilav kol chatotav asher chata, kama yigdil le'ashma baha. To know how egregious each one of his avonot were. Ki yesh ashma ad la'shamayim gedola, v'yesh ra'a kineged kama chatayim shekula. There are some avirot whose severity reaches ad la'shamayim. Some avonot are worth many other avonot. For instance, Chilul Shabbat, Avodah Zarah, that's connected kol ha'avirot sheba Torah. So there's certain avonot, Chilul Hashem, there's eno mitkaper ad yom ha'mita. Not to minimize the onish for other avirot, but obviously there are those that are, now how does one quantify the severity of an avira?
Punishment?
That's a pretty good barometer, is the punishment for the avira. Mitzvot, you shouldn't do that. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, that Heve Zahir b'mitzvah kala keva chamura. She'en ata yodea schar shel mitzvot. You don't know the schar. But by onashim, we do know onashim. So by averot, it's a little bit different. He says, v'teshuvah gdola, kefi heyot gedolim chikrei lev ba'elle, which means, the greater the severity of the avon, the more powerful, meaning the teshuvah has to match the avon. כי לדעתו, רב העוון בגודלו, נפשו ירעה לו. או אז יקנה לבבה מערל, ואז ירצו את עוונם. By the way, that's a pasuk in this week's parasha. This week's parasha, parashat בחוקותיי, is the first of the two תוכחות in the Torah. What's the difference, the Gemara says, מסכת מגילה, between תוכחת in parashat בחוקותיי versus that of כתבו? Which one's more severe? Chukotai is more severe, even though it's less, meaning less number in Kitavo, it's 98. Over here, it's much less in Bechukotai. But the difference is, Bechukotai is said in first person because Hashem is talking, whereas Kitavo, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, Yakecha Hashem, v'chule v'chule. So over there, obviously, the tochachot that were given by Hakadosh Baruch Hu are much more severe. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Tochachot of this week, it's really pretty scary. The Gemara says, as explained by Tosfot, each one of the times that we read the Tochachot during the year is before another Rosh Hashanah, before another major event. We know that the Gemara says, why do we read Kitavo Nitzavim? When do we read it by? Right before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Lomar tichle shana v'kilelotah. Says Tosfot, what about the one in Vayikra? The one in Vayikra is always, the one in Bechukotai is always read before Shavuot. Always, 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 we finish the klalot and we start Bamidbar before Shavuot. Why? Because Shavuot is also a form of Rosh Hashanah. It's one of the four, one of the Rosh Hashanah, the Perot Ha'ilan, as the Gemara tells us. Well, even if it wasn't, it would still, even if it was separate, it would still come out before. But the reason why it's a double parasha is because Chazar were koveya, that according to our cheshbon of Kriyat Parashiyot HaShavua, Bamidbar is always Shabbat Kala, which means Bamidbar always has to be the Shabbat prior to Shavuot. That's the way it works. Anyway, so what I was saying was that the point of the Tochachot in the Torah is in order to subjugate us, in order for us to be shav l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom likes to punish us? Chalila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and He wants nothing more than to do good for us. But sometimes our good is to, you know, it's like, you know, if you're observing, let's say, imagine from the side, and you see a kid take, you see a parent take his kid to the dentist. Now, I don't know about you, but I was a kid, you know, any doctors, but dentist especially if you need like a filling, you have a cavity or root canal, forget it. You got to sit down mamish and like restrain the child. I've had to do that. I had to do that for my kids when they got stitches. It's a very, very painful thing for a parent to do. But now, and the kid's screaming and flailing mamish, you know, you have to physically restrain the kid. Now, somebody from the outside that doesn't chop what's going on, let's say you don't know it's a doctor's office, whatever, what are you saying? It's a cruel parent, call, you know, child protective services, and it's crazy, and child abuse, and whatever. But if you zoom out a little bit of the micro, and you zoom out and you see, oh, wow, it's a doctor's office, and it's a dental office, and whatever, and if you don't do this, then, you know, there's going to be major issues, then what do you say? Oh, it's no longer abuse. Now what is it? Now it's care. Yeah, it's what the kid needs. Sometimes we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's micro, and we have no clue as to the cheshbonot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's something to focus on. Ve'od, to'il chakirat ha'otzem he'avon lechasot klimat panav bishilat mechila, which means the severity of the avon also helps us to, you know, be mitgaber when we're asking for mechila. Ka'inyan she'ne'emar, Elohai, boshti ve'nichlamti leharim Elohai panai elecha. We're ashamed to even ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the more severe the avon, the more we're able to overcome our shame. Why? Because at the end of the day, look how bad it is. I got to do this. Yeah, sometimes in life, there's uncomfortable situations in life all the time. Now, a fool tries to run away from those uncomfortable situations. But the problem is, the more you delay dealing with those uncomfortable situations, the more uncomfortable it becomes. If you deal with it head on, maturely, then you're able to take care of it. Same thing over here with the avonot. We're able to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a, you know, in a surrendered manner and ask for mechila because we rely on the fact that Hashem is going to be mochel. Ka'inyan she'ne'emar, leman tizkeri vavosht bechaperi lach lechol asher asit. Hashem says, I'll forgive you, but first you have to show that you're ashamed. V'lhiyot lenegad einav godel chesed hakapara. Always remember, you remember we spoke about that teshuvah is not logical? One of the most illogical things in Judaism is teshuvah. Right? Why is it illogical? You did the crime, and you have to do the time. You know, that's the way it goes. You have to get punished. Now imagine in court, even if a person's chozer b'tshuvah and he says, I won't do it again, whatever. But once, yeah, if you did a major crime, committed a major crime, the judge says, okay, maybe we'll lessen the sentence, but to let you off scot-free doesn't happen. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berov Chasdo, He gives us this inyan that's called Teshuvah. And He says, Ka'inyan she'ne'emar, Ki chasdecha lenegid ha'inai. V'amashal baze, Ki imchata ha'eved la'adonav, Uva ha'eved li'ikana lefanav, En nafsho el ha'eved, Bilti achare yedi'ato kovet pish'o. Let's say a servant does something wrong and he comes to the master. If the servant comes before the master and says, well, you know, I did this, whatever, and he's like downplaying what he did, the master is going to get very upset. Whereas if you show genuinely that you're mitcharet for what you did and you realize the severity of your sins, greatness in life, you know, you hear this a lot. Greatness in life is not people who don't make mistakes. A lot of people make mistakes, and even great people make very big mistakes. That doesn't take away from greatness. Greatness is owning them. You make a mistake, own it. Yeah, look at all Gdolei Yisrael, Reuven, Yehuda, all of Gdolei Yisrael who made mistakes. Why do you think the Torah teaches us about these mistakes? Rabbi Victor Miller, Adam Shalom, used to say, very interesting, says, by all of the other nations and religions of the world, how many times do you see other religions in their Sfarim taking their holy people to task for things that they've done? Never. Think of any religion. What did they say about their holy people? Ooh, ooh. You'll never hear any word of criticism because they can do no wrong. Look in the Torah Kedoshah, in Torah Shebichtav, in Torah Shebe'al Peh, in Ma'amari Chazal. Look at how the Torah, look at how Chazal, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how Chazal analyze the Avot HaKadoshim and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevi'im and Gedulei HaTanaim and Emoraim. We analyze their mistakes. One second, but if he's so great, what do we, you know, why don't we just bedil ve'avor it? Why do we harp on it? Because that's exactly the point. The Torah is trying to teach us a great person is not one who doesn't make a mistake. It's a person who owns it and takes responsibility for it and fixes it. That's that. You know, the Albert Einstein, Havdil Elf Havdalot, once said, he said, the definition of a fool is one who pursues the same methods over and over and expects different outcomes. He once said that, which means the person does, you do something again and again and again and again, and you realize something's happening, and you keep on doing it because you think, oh, maybe this time it's going to be different. That's a fool. That's what it is. You have to realize it didn't get you somewhere the first time, so fix your ways, mend it. You ever heard that quote before? You know, towards the end of his life, he became much more spiritual. I don't know if you know Albert Einstein. He said on his deathbed, he says, I wish I would not have been born a Jew so that I would have the choice and I would be able to convert. That's what he said on his deathbed. Right? Yeah. That was, huh?
I've heard this before because it's used way too often in programming the world.
What?
If you do the same thing over and over and over again, you should expect different results.
Well, that's exactly what computers are. Loops. You know what I'm saying? You get into this loop, you got to get out. It's like a circuit. And he says, you know, it's funny you talk about that. Rav Mazuz once said, a beautiful Zach, you look at different Gedolei Yisrael, and they have different hanagot when it comes to tefillah. One daven's a little bit quicker, one daven's a little bit slower, different Gedolei. Rav Mazuz, Shlita, in his classic thing, he daven's pretty quick. You know, about 3 minutes or so, like 3-4 minutes, very quick Shmoneh Esrei. So one time, one of his talmidim asked him, Rebbe, why do you daven so fast? So I don't know if you know, his mind, I don't know if you, on the spot, he makes gematriot and psukim, and so he says his mind thinks in numbers, and therefore, if he stays too long, he trained himself to have kavanah quickly. If he harps too much on the words of Shmoneh Esrei, so he loses focus of the words, and the letters turn into numbers, and he starts making the matriot out of the whole thing. So he says he's got to keep himself moving. That's his name. That's an interesting.
That's exactly my problem as a sofer, because when you see an aleph, like for example, I'm talking about Ramashen Hatav, like it's above in 2 years before.
Yeah, you have to train yourself to focus. You don't have to do tefillat aderech every time you do tefillah. Yeah, stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Allah. They asked me also, by the way, on. Don't forget tomorrow if you're going to the Shabbaton Tfilat Aderech, Bevadai, and Lemin Hagenu, when you get there, Birkat HaGomer. Lo Lemin Haga Ashkenazim, and Lemin Hagenu, Kach Da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch. Tell them, Siman Resh Yutet, Saif Zayin, Kotev Maran Meforash, that Nisi'ab Me'ir Le'ir, that's more than Shiur Parsa, which is about 72 minutes travel time, you have to do Birkat HaGomer.
Say, huh?
I don't know.
One person,
yeah, have one person, be Motzi everybody else. Huh?
I thought it was, stay there for 3 days.
No.
So when you go there and when you come back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As long as it's not during the same 24-hour period, which it's not, you're coming back, so you do that. Yeah. Right. They can say, Mapitom, where'd you get this from? Say, the Shulchan Aruch, Meforash, Siman, Reshutet, Saif Zayin, say Meforash. Yeah, he says, Minhag Ashkenazim, Zelo Kacha, but Minhag Asfaradim, he says Meforash. Anyway, that's why you always have to be prepared. Anytime somebody asks you, give... If somebody asks you, why are you doing, sometimes they don't know. They ask, Maze. And you just, all you have to do is nicely give them a look. Shulchan Aruch Meforash. Yeah. Then it's, you know that move? Yep. Lo lomed Shulchan Aruch? Bekitzur. Now, I have fun with that. Because sometimes people, it's also not such good news. They jump, people are hypercritical. So even things that they're not sure about or they don't know, boom! Just because you didn't hear of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Baba, take it easy. Go look, go ask. Even if you don't know, look it up. Ask somebody. What are you jumping and criticizing? You don't have to know everything. It's okay. Yeah.
What if it's like you're like a rabbi?
Oh, so then Bederech Kavod.
How would you go about that?
Says Rebbe, perhaps it's a halacha that's specific to Sfaradim. Maybe we can look it up. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Shvi Tetzayim Zayin. Or you can ask for Makor. Is what the Rebbe saying apply even for Sfaradim? Perhaps there's a Marei Makom that we can look in to clarify. Derech Shem Kavod. Yeah. But hold your own. Shalachot Vesh Minhagim. Menasot. Al Titosh Torat Imecha Katul. Literally, Torat Imecha. No, yeah? He says... Yeah, weiter, and he says, but it also says Musar Avicha. Musar Avicha v'Torat Imecha. Yeah, and he says, weiter. They say the Persian genes are just stronger. That doesn't, huh? Yeah, yeah. So he writes, so, v'imidme b'nafsho ki achet nakeh ligdal haketzef alav. לכן התחייב החוטה להכיר עוצם החטא ועונשו, כעניין שנאמר, הנה השכלתי ואשגה הרבה מאוד. על כן הוצרכנו ללמד בני יהודה לתורה ולתעודה, חומר העונשים וכל עוון ולכל חטאת, על כן, על כל דברי ההקדמה הזאת. רבן יונה has his own count of the תרי"ג מצוות, and he's going to go through many, many, many איסורים, and go through עבירות in the Torah, and explain what the איסורים are, what their punishment is, what the הלכות are. So this is where שערי תשובה starts kind of merging into a ספר הלכה, which is very interesting, וזאת השם we will continue next time. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom Vorach. Enjoy yourselves, be safe, and be chol tov sela.